Welcome to episode 24 of Autograph Weekly.
You're now tuned into the most entertaining, informative, and downright kick-ass autograph show that has ever existed. Here's Zane Savage and Double S with Autograph Weekly.
What's going on, autograph collectors? I'm Stacey Schaefer.
And I'm Zane Savage, and you're listening to Autograph Weekly, where we will feed your autograph addiction every week until we hear a positive story about Ryan Leaf. Guys, there's a keyword hidden in today's show. Open those ears, find that keyword, and run your little feed over to facebook.com/autographweekly, post that keyword on our wall, and you'll win a prize! A special prize just for you! But you gotta find the keyword. As I said, it's hidden in the show. We're not gonna tell you what the prize is yet, you gotta wait. Let's go ahead and move on to the mojo, a mailbox. Just like every other week, Stacey, what was in your mailbox?
Actually, a lot of good stuff this week. Another real solid week. The quick update for Countdown to 1000. It's at 554 now, so knocking that down more and more every week. Now to the mailbox and what I got in. Start off with Anna Torv, who plays Olivia Dunham on the TV show Fringe. Was real happy to get that in. This was my second or third try trying to get her at the Fringe shooting location, and it finally came through, so I was happy with that. Also got in Brent Maddock, and he is the writer and creator of Short Circuit and Tremors, a couple of awesome movies from the 80s, so very happy with those. Got in Gail Ann Hurd, who is a movie producer, has done a lot of work. David Kopp, who is a film writer, has also done a lot of work on some big movies. Got in Judith Hogue, who was an actress, and she was actually April O'Neil in the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, so I was very happy with that. She's another one I've tried for 2 or 3 years with different addresses, and nothing worked, and finally found an agency address, so, and that worked pretty quickly. So, also got in Ginger Alden, and this one is pretty cool because she was actually engaged to Elvis Presley for a while, and she's the actual person that found Elvis dead in the bathroom. So very cool historical piece there. Got in Thomas Ian Nicholas. A lot of people got him in this past week. Played Kevin in the American Pie movies. Adrian Cronauer signed a Good Morning Vietnam poster for me. He was the actual DJ the movie was based on, who Robin Williams played in the movie. So awesome success there. John Douglas, former FBI agent, and was one of the first criminal profilers that worked for the government, so that was a real cool pickup. And also got in a Tom Cruise autograph this week in a trade with Dennis St. Laurent, so was real happy to finally get a Tom Cruise autograph in. My successes this week I got from the Savage List. I got three of those in, and those were Jeb Bush, John Huntsman, and Nick Cerci. And the only other thing I picked up this week, I picked up off Autograph World, I got in a signed index card of Damon Wayans, so I was real happy to get that in. So once again, another pretty solid week for myself. And what did you get in, Zane?
Well, I had a pretty good week too, especially TTM-wise. Got in Roger Bannister, the first man to run the mile in under 4 minutes. That was awesome. He did accidentally rip my photos, which sucked, but he said he'll sign anything I send back to him, so I may send him a couple 8x10s. Florence Henderson signed my milk mustache photo, and now it's triple signed by Marion Ross, Florence Henderson, and Shirley Jones. That's an awesome piece. Got David McCullough back, finally, a great author. He's wrote many great books. I actually found the address that's on Star Tiger, so I wrote him the first time, and it was still pending. Never got a response, so I decided to write him again, and this time he responded. Ron Paul signed my baseball, so I now own a Ron Paul signed baseball. It's a pretty cool piece. Also got Marion Sullivan. Arnold Palmer signed 3 book plates for me, which is really cool. And Tommy Chong, who signed 2 photos and a rolling paper. So I have a rolling paper signed by Tommy Chong. It's pretty cool. It's going in a frame, definitely. From the Savage List, I got in John Huntsman, Kevin Nealon, Warren Spector, and Barry Weiss from Storage Wars, which is a really cool success. I think he's the best personality on there by far. Moving on to auction wins. Actually, this one, it wasn't an auction. I picked it up at a rummage sale, but this is Ellen DeGeneres. Got a signed script from her old sitcom she used to have. That was a really nice pickup. Picked that up for $1, so it's hard to beat that. Got Brian Jordan, and also got a Frank Thomas certified Leaf Signature Auto for my set. Also picked up Paul Brown, legendary Browns coach, on a book. Joe Schembechler on a book. Oliver North on a book. And Geraldine Ferraro on a book. So all in all, pretty good week. Let's go ahead and move on to the badass book buy. And as always, I'm the only one with the badass book buy. And my badass book buy was Carrie Fisher, but it's no ordinary signed book by Carrie Fisher. No, it's a Franklin Library book, which means it's leather-bound, silk pages, just a really nice copy. Not limited edition, but just overall a spectacular piece. It goes really nice next to my William Shatner limited edition Eastern Press leather-bound book. And I may start collecting some nerd leather-bound book collection. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but that could become a PC down the line. Let's move on to our projects. And Geek a Week, I actually had a return, and that was from Warren Spector, who is now on the Savage list also. He signed two of my photos, and Stacy, I believe, came up dry. So that leaves me at 34, and Stacy at 26. I'm kicking ass and taking names. And Project BoobTube, though, I came up empty, but Stacy actually got one, so.
Yep, I got in from Justified, Nick Searcy, who is also on the Savage list. So he signed one of two. I sent two Justified 8x10s. He signed one of those, but then also sent his own 8x10 from the show. So real cool success from Nick. So very happy with that. So Project right. BoobTube is now tied at 1-1.
1-1, guys, at the beginning of the battle. Let's move on to the web deal of the week. And Stacy, what you got for your web deal?
My web deal of the week is none other than Kevin Smith. And you can access this at www.viewaskew.com. That is V-I-E-W-A-S-K-E-W.com. And go on there. And he has a merchandise link. And there is all kinds of signed stuff on there. Actually, years ago, it used to be pretty much everything on there him or Jason Mewes would sign. There's not as much as there used to be, but there's still some pretty awesome stuff on there. He's got his sign. He's got signed books on there. He's published 3 or 4 different books, and most of those are at $14.99 a piece for a signed Kevin Smith book. And he also sells DVDs and Blu-rays on there, and most of those run from the range of $28.99 to $34.99. And he occasionally throws some other stuff on there. He's had Clerks figures on there signed by him and Jason and other stuff. So it's a real awesome site anyway. So if you guys haven't checked View Askew out, go ahead and check that out. Once again, it's at www.viewaskew.com.
And what very about cool. you, Zane? Very cool. Mine is for all those wrestling fans out there, and I know there's a lot, especially if you're a Canadian and you're a wrestling fan. This is Bret Hart. Go to bretthart.com. He actually has a sale right now. He has a signed poster on sale for $20, and you get a free signed 8x10 if you order before Sunday. So this probably will be posted Saturday night, Sunday. So if you hear this on the first day this is posted, hurry up and go order, because you can get a free signed 8x10. He also has signed shades. His, you know, the shades he wore, they were pink. He has replica shades, just like he wore, signed for $45. That's a heck of a deal if you're a hardcore Bret Hart fan. But the problem is the Canadian shipping. If you live in the United States, it's like $23 shipping, which is crazy. Now, for the shades and the 8x10, $60-something. I mean, if you're a huge fan, it'd be worth it. But if you live in Canada, it's a lot cheaper. So if you're a wrestling fan, you live in Canada, take advantage of this. And again, it comes with the free 8x10 if you order by Sunday. It's a little quick deal they're having. So that's my web deal of the week. And if you're a Canadian wrestling fan, you're welcome. Let's go ahead and move on to investigation sex. No, it's not that kind of sex. You have a dirty mind. This is investigation secretarial. And we have a winner from last week, and that is Stacy.
none other than Peyton Manning. And it wasn't even very close this time. Peyton Manning pretty much destroyed Magnum P.I.
Right. I think a lot of people have Peyton Mannings in their collection. They got TTM. They really want to know, you know, what PSA thinks about them. So we'll be sending the Peyton Manning off to PSA to get certified. And we'll get back to you when we get the results. Let's go ahead and move on to our news. Stacy, what was newsworthy in the autograph world this week?
Alrighty, I got several news stories again here this week. A couple of card-related stories. First off, how would you like to own a trading card, autograph memorabilia card that stands taller than 8 feet?
What?
Yep. Panini just unleashed this week. There's some video of this too. The world's longest trading card. This monster card has 36 players with 36 autographs and 36 pieces of prime memorabilia. When fully unfurled, this card stands more than 8 feet tall. And they actually stuck five of these in. They were inserted as redemption cards in 2011's National Treasure Football. And there's actually even one of the five that every autograph has inscriptions on it.
You know, the guy that created that, he's trying to compensate for something. That's all I'm saying.
And if you guys. You guys can either go to – there's video of this on Panini's website or the Beckett's website. And actually, it was Tracy Hagler, who we had on the show a couple weeks ago, actually did the video unveiling this card. So it's a pretty epic-looking card. It's pretty badass.
So how do they transport that thing? I know there's not a case for it. Does it fold up like a booklet?
Yeah, it's all folded up. And it's you have to watch the video. It's crazy. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how tall possible? It stands. It stands pretty damn tall, just all folded up, and then they unfold it. The damn thing's like 8 feet, 8 feet wow. long.
Wow, that's crazy, man.
And another quick note, some more news from Panini. They're releasing their 2011 and 2012 limited basketball product, and this is going to be actually one of three products this year that are doing something different. They're actually going to be throwing in redemption cards for this year's draft class as well as next year's draft class. So there's going to be redemption cards in for next year's draft class already and some of that. So that's pretty bizarre how they're actually doing that now. And let's see, another quick note here. If you guys haven't seen the April 2012 issue of Beckett Sports Card Monthly, it's their autograph issue. So they always do a good job with this. They usually do this once a year. So if you guys haven't checked that out, check that out. They always have to do good things with that issue. So yeah, just going to pass along a couple of people that passed away this past week too. If you guys haven't heard, Mike Wallace passed away on Easter Sunday and Thomas Kincaid on April 6th. So a couple more legends passed away. So
and we're going to try to keep you guys updated on celebrities that pass away. I know sometimes that news gets jumbled up with other news and people miss that. So even if they're good TTM signers or they've never signed TTM, if they're a celebrity that passes away, we're going to try to tell you guys about it. So moving on to my news, quick note, Virgil Trucks has turned 95. He's approaching that big 100. So, of course, Virgil Trucks is one of the best TTM signers in the history of TTMing. Notorious Detroit Tigers great. Threw two no-hitters. Puts great inscriptions on anything you send him. He'll sign all your stuff. Just a great guy. Just wanted to congratulate Virgil on his 95th birthday. And my news story, it's not really a news story, but it's more of a news topic. And then the title is Autograph That Will Last Forever. And it's about this guy. He lives in New Zealand. His name is Mal Harley, which is a pretty cool name. Actually went to an event and met Billy Connolly and got his body signed and got a tattoo over it. Now, this is a news story that, you know, it's not very shocking because I actually know a lot of people who have done this, or I've seen a lot of people that have done this. And I'm interested to see pictures of those tattoos. So if you guys have any pictures or can find any pictures of people that have autographs tattooed on their body, it has to be actually signed, you know, it has to be their actual autograph, not something that looks like a signature, like some random word that looks cursive or something. It has to be the actual signature of a person tattooed on the person's body. Post that on our Facebook wall. I'm really interested to see that, and I think everybody will kind of get a kick out of that. And the key word for the show is tattoo. The key word is tattoo. Today's podcast is brought to you by Squarespace.com. Guys, we use Squarespace. It's awesome. It's cheap. And you can't take it down. It is a steel wall against predators and people trying to hack your site. It's a great tool. If you've never created a website before, it's easy to use. It uses what they call a WYSIWYG interface. What you see is what you get. You just move things around, type what you want in there, put your pictures in, boom, you got a website. You can use it for 2 weeks for free. Use all the features, guys. And once you do decide to sign up and start paying, use the keyword autograph, and that'll get you 10% off your purchase. And also tell them that we sent you. So go check it out, squarespace.com. I guarantee you, if you sign up, you won't regret it. Let's move on to the Q&A. Stacy, shoot those questions my way.
All righty, another good list of questions this week. So once again, thanks, guys, for getting these into us. And the first one is coming from Jonathan Schaefer, and no, it's not any relation of mine. What is the one thing you hate about TTMs?
I had to think about this pretty hard. And the one thing I could think about that's really annoying is how much time it takes to write to all the people that we write to. When you take the time and actually put personality into the letters, and you're not using just form letters and printing them out, it takes a lot of time and effort to get those letters cranked out. So I'm going to say time. That's the one thing. I mean, it just sucks the time up. It's kind of like when you play World of Warcraft, you look up, and it's 13 hours later. That's how I am with TTMs. I'm sitting there writing TTMs. I really get into it. I look up. It's like, oh, 13 hours just went by. Okay, I got a beard now. Huh? That's interesting. So that's mine.
Mine is watching Bloodspawn 80s videos and seeing all the requests and the successes he gets, and I go get my mail, and I get none.
Frustration from seeing other people get things that you don't get. Is that your...
No, actually, I'm just giving our friend
Dave. Because that would be a decent one. That is pretty frustrating when you see somebody get somebody. John Hodgman's mine, because I saw somebody get John Hodgman in, and I wrote to him several weeks ago. I made a few like off-the-cuff jokes that were kind of vulgar. I don't know if those made him mad, but I'm kind of worried about it now. But it is frustrating when you see somebody get somebody in that you've already wrote to and you haven't got them in yet. What's yours?
I think my overall answer is just the dry spells.
Dry spells. Well, I would say the dry spells actually get you more motivated to get more stuff out. So I would say the dry spells are actually good.
See, that leads to frustration and that leads to time.
If you're looking at my standards, yes. But I can see that. They're frustrating, but overall it helps your experience because you get more in because you write more. But it does take time. Next question.
All righty. The next one is coming from Kevin Wallace. And he's asking, have you ever sent a TTM without having any expectations of getting it back, only to be surprised by getting a response?
Every private address I've ever tested? probably the biggest. Robert Patrick was a big one when I did his private address. I was like, it's a shot in the dark. I'll send it. And then, bam, I get it back signed. I mean, Terminator 2, X-Files, huge name. I was like, wow, that's awesome. Another one, John Waters. The first time I sent to him, like, there were hardly any successes. I know there was like one success, two successes, a bunch of pendings. I was like, I'm not going to get this back, but I'll go ahead and send it anyway. Bam, got it back. And then I got him a second time in a book and some other stuff. So those are probably my two picks that come off the top of my head. But any private address that you find and send to and get a response the first time, that's big. I mean, so any private address. What's yours?
Yeah, I would totally agree with the private address thing, because you're always taking a shot because you don't know if you have the correct address. Some names I can think of, one that comes right at the top of my head is John Scully. And a lot of you guys won't know who this is, but he was actually a pretty important person back in the earlier days of Apple, and he's actually the guy who fired Steve Jobs. And I sent some photos of him and Steve and him and Woz and stuff, so I wasn't really sure if he was going to sign those or not. I think this was actually before Steve. This was actually before Steve passed away, and there was a lot of talk. How those guys still didn't get along that well to this day. So I wasn't real sure if he was going to sign those photos, I was just taking a shot at an address I found online. So I had really no expectation of that coming back, and I was actually pleasantly surprised when they came back and he wrote interesting notes and stuff on the back of the pictures too. So next one is Ben Martinez. He's asking, how do you decide what goes on your walls at home? Is there a specific way you organize the photos or frames?
Well, I mean, the people I admire the most, the people I've wanted for the longest time, those are automatically the ones that go on my wall. Big names, the legendary people, those go on my wall. And actually, it's funny that you mentioned sorting, because I have basically two walls I filled up in my office. And I do sort them into music, actors, political, and internet. And then I have artists and authors on a semi-wall. So yeah, I do sort them. So it's kind of funny that you mentioned that. So I guess other people sort them too. I'm just not some kind of crazy wacko. How about you?
You are a crazy wacko.
I am a crazy wacko, but...
As far as me, I've talked about this a couple times. I kind of change my walls up a couple times a year. I've got stuff... Basically, my living room slash work area has stuff, and then I have a basically bedroom kind of office area that I have stuff into. And I kind of just mix that up a couple times a year. Usually it's related to projects and stuff I'm working on, or if I find cool frames or frame pieces that I pick up, I'll throw stuff. Like right now, I got all my Walking Dead stuff on my walls. I've got my Geek a Week stuff on my walls. My movie posters are all hung up. And some Star Trek stuff, so...
So basically your walls look like Swiss cheese. With so many holes.
Kind of. Yeah. Kind of like I said in the discussion roundtable, I'm fair and balanced.
Okay. Next question.
All righty. Next one's coming from David Stotler. He's asking, have you ever sent a gift or something extra to a celeb to keep and hoping for a better response from that celebrity?
Yes. I actually recently did this. I haven't got a response back from him. But Doug Walker, the Nostalgia Critic, I actually met him at AnimeCon. I found a private address. The first one didn't work, so I'm hoping the second one does. But he had a character that he made fun of on his Star Trek, I think it was the 9th movie, review. And I found an autographed card of him on eBay. It was like $4. So I bought it on eBay and I sent it to him with the photos I wanted the Nostalgia Critic to sign. So we'll see how that comes back. I don't even know if I got the right address. I hope I do. But yeah, that's the one thing that comes to mind. Other than that, I don't think I've ever done that. I know certain baseball players, was it Pat something? If you send him.
Nishak,
yeah. If you send him autographs of other people, he'll send you that many autographs of him back. So if you send him 8 random autograph cards you have laying around, he'll send you 8 signed cards of him. So that's kind of a cool thing, but I can't think of anything else I've sent off.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned him. We need to try to get a hold of him. He'd be really good to have.
Yeah,
on the show.
He would be a good guest. Yeah, definitely.
He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
As far as my answer to this, I can't really say I've sent anything as far as hoping to get something back. I mean, some of the people I've kept in contact with, I've sent Christmas gifts and stuff to, but it wasn't like in trying to get an autograph or trying to get something back. I mean, I've sent stuff to Matt Morgan, and I used to talk to Elijah Burke a lot, who wrestles as the Pope in TNA as well, and I've sent him stuff for Christmas a couple times, but not really as far as trying to get autograph stuff back. I don't think I've ever really done that.
Yeah, same here. Next question.
All right, the next one is coming from David Soffin. He's asking, from the 4 major sports, who is the one autograph you want from each sport, 80s to the present?
This is a tough one, because I already have a couple of them. But I would have to say baseball. And I'm going to say, like, these are people I would want to get TTM to actually get, like, personal correspondence from. Baseball has to be Griffey. I mean, I'm a huge Griffey fan. The only reason I don't collect Griffey stuff is because it's so damn expensive. I just can't afford to collect his stuff. But Griffey, I grew up idolizing Griffey, as a lot of people did my age. Basketball-wise, has to be Rodman again. He was in the news 24/7 when I was a kid. I was a big basketball fan. He was part of the legendary Bulls teams. Huge fan of Rodman, so... When we move on to football, I'm going to have to say Barry Sanders, because he was just a train, man. He was amazing. when he played. And hockey, wasn't a big fan of hockey, but the one name I did know of was Wayne Gretzky. I mean, everybody knows who Wayne Gretzky is. And I'd love to have a personal, you know, response from somebody who was probably the greatest to ever play the game. So those are my four answers. How about yours?
All right, I'll take this as four people that I've never actually owned an autograph from before. I've owned autographs of a lot of these big names, but I don't have a lot of them anymore. A lot of them went to Zane. But I'll list off four people that I've never actually owned an autograph of. I'll start with hockey, and that's obviously, I'm not a big fan. I know very little about hockey, but I would say Gretzky, because I've never owned a Gretzky auto. Basketball, I would go with Jordan, because I've never owned a Jordan either. Football, I would probably almost have to say Barry Sanders too, because I've owned a lot of football stuff, and I never owned a Barry Sanders autograph. Baseball, probably Jeter or A-Rod would be two of the big names that I haven't ever had an autograph of, so that would be my four.
All right, next question.
Next one is coming from Grant Hacker. He's actually got, it's like he's got three different questions here. So the first one is, do you find it easier to do sports TTMs if you collect trading cards?
I find it easier to have things to send out if you collect trading cards, you know, because you don't have to go order photos to send your next TTM lot out. There's stuff usually already there sitting there, just base cards you have sitting there. So it's always nice to have those sitting there. If you're just in the mood to write TTM, you can do that because you have the materials needed. I think in that way, yes. But I don't think... I think if you're in the card community now with the internet, TTMing is pretty much known across the card community, so they almost intertwine. It used to not be that way. If you're a card collector... back in the 80s, you didn't necessarily know about TTMing. So now I think they're so intertwined that it's hard to separate them.
I'm going to go two ways on this. If you're a card collector and got the cards, you have easy access to stuff to send. And this is something I need to get back into, but it's a nightmare for me because, I've got 20 or 25 boxes of 5,000 count boxes full of trading cards. And my biggest nightmare is trying to find the stuff to send, because they're not. They're separate. I have them separated by sport, but they're, other than that, they're not in any kind of order at all. So it's a nightmare when you've got that many cards to try to find specifically what you're looking for, and to find stuff to send off. I mean, that's kind of why I stopped doing it. I used to primarily only send cards out just because I had them, and it was easy to do. And it's just now it's. It's such a nightmare to dig through that stuff and try to find what I'm looking for when you've got so many damn cards just sitting around.
Right, right.
But I need to do something with them. They're just upstairs sitting up there doing nothing. So I need to get back into that. His next question is, if you was a celeb, would you sign TTM?
We've already answered this.
And we yes. already signed.
Yes, of course. I already signed. I already get fan letters. So, yes, I'm not a celebrity, but... Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
why wouldn't
you're
we
Zane
sign?
Savage.
I'm Zane Savage. I do send a price list, but I do sign.
Yes, and I will vouch for that.
So I think we'd both sign. I mean, that's a no-brainer. We're fans of the hobby. Why would we turn our backs on the hobby once we were celebrities? What we'd be celebrities for, but...
Zane charges, but Bobo doesn't.
Bobo does not charge. My cat does not charge.
So here comes all the fan mail.
He's an autograph whore. Yeah, here comes the autograph for Bobo. I don't know if they'll deliver Bobo Savage mail to my mailbox, but...
That would be interesting. I should try that and see if it actually gets to
them. They probably would. They don't care. It's the USPS. They don't give a shit. Next question.
His last question is, what made you want to do Mail Day vids on YouTube?
That's actually a really good question. I had never seen anybody do it before. I thought I was being original. I wasn't. Other people had done it, but I was sitting around with my girlfriend, and we were trying to figure out how to get back on the internet. I used to do a tech show, and I kind of got semi-popular on the internet through that. And I was like, I want to get back into it, but I don't want to do tech because everybody does tech. She's like, well, what do you enjoy? And I was like,
I hope this story's going to remain PG-13.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy. No, I was like, I enjoy autograph collecting. I was like, I did it as a kid. And I said, I've stopped because I just haven't had the time. She's like, well, you got the time now. Well, how about you get back into the hobby and start doing videos about that? I'm like, that's a brilliant idea. So that's actually where it sprung out of. And I just started putting up mail day videos on my vlog channel. And people started watching. So it just kind of grew from there. And I got to the point where I took my main YouTube channel and turned that into my autograph channel. So now that's what I'm all about. A lot of people don't even know me from back in the day when I did tech. Everybody knows me as the autograph guy now. So that's the main reason I got into doing videos. And the idea came from my ex. So how about you?
All right. As far as myself and the YouTube videos, I actually did my first mail day video. I mean, it's been probably going on 3-4 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago when I first started doing them. And I mean, I did them for a while, probably a few months, stopped doing them, got back into it a couple years ago, kind of the same thing, and then got back into it pretty routinely the last year and a half. I'm getting bad on them now. I used to do them every day, but I mean, I can go 2 or 3 weeks now and I haven't done one. It's just my time is so taken with work, doing work and getting TTMs and stuff set out. So I just started doing it. I ran across, back then, the 3 or 4 years ago when I first started doing them, ran across one or two people doing them. I mean, that's back in that time. There was probably only 5 or 6 total people doing them.
And there was no community. These were just random people that put up videos. Like, there was no TTM community. That only started about 1.5 years ago. So basically, all these people just kind of eventually came together and said, hey, wait, we do the same thing. You know, we should talk to each other, help each other out. Therefore, yeah, so our community was born.
The only person I can remember from when I first started doing that's still actually around on YouTube is Sevens.
Squeepaw, too. Well, Sevens is cards. Did he do TTMs back then?
No, he basically did the mail days. I mean, it was cards, but I mean, right. Really back then there wasn't, like I said, I bet there wasn't even 5 people that did TTM recap videos. It was more card. I mean, there was a decent card community back there, not like it is now, but
yeah.
I mean, he's the one guy that has stuck around through it all. So.
I think Squeepaw has also been around for a while, but so that's our answer for that. Next question.
All right, the next one is coming from Joshua Craven, and we've answered this a couple times, but real quickly. He's asking about what size envelopes do you recommend for sending 4x6 photos.
Son of a... No, you probably just didn't hear the other shows. We've done this like twice, but just the regular business envelopes, they're long. You'll see them at Walmart. I think the brand's Mead that I use. But it's not the little short ones. You'll see the little short ones of 80, boxes of 80. Don't get those. Get the long boxes of 40. I know what you're thinking. I'm only getting 40 compared to 80. Trust me, they're bigger. You can put the 4x6s in there. They're stronger. They're thicker. They're better. So that's the answer. And I think it goes the same for Stacy. So you don't have to answer, Stacy. Next question.
I didn't want to answer it anyway.
No. Okay.
All right, moving on. Next one is Matt Mercado. So this is a good question for what's going on now. We've kind of covered this before, but any tips on finding photos that Wink Flash or Stampfish will actually print?
Well, the Wink Flash controversy continues as they've denied almost every order in the TTM community in the past week and a half. So I wouldn't use ArtsCal, to tell you the truth. Stampfish I've never actually seen deny an order. Some people are trying to change the actual name of the file, thinking that'll trick Wink Flash. I did that, and I just submitted my order 1.5 days ago. We'll see if it goes through, but it's not looking good because usually they ship the order within a day if it's not denied. So nobody can really get down what it is. Some people say if the pictures are too big, they'll reject them because they know they're not coming from you. But I don't think that's true because people have really powerful cameras they could use. Or if you had a professional photo taken of you, you could use that file photo. So right now it's kind of up in the air. We're trying to fill out why Wing Flash is denying these photos. And once we get some of that information, we'll relay that to you guys ASAP. In the meantime, if you definitely want your photos, use Snapfish, which is horrible at editing, and your photos will probably come out botched. Or you can use ArtsCow and wait 2 to 3 weeks to get your order in. But ArtsCow is decently cheap, and the quality is great. So those are your choices until we figure out what the heck's going on with Wing Flash.
Well, I think we know what's going on with Wing Flash, but it's just, I mean...
We don't know why they're denying it. It could be the file names. We don't know how they discover that it's copyrighted. They could have some kind of big file system where they have run it through a database and find out if any of the files have the same name as files on the internet that are copyright protected. Or if they have some kind of, I don't know if the photos may have some kind of giveaway in them that, I don't know, some kind of code that gives it away. But that's what we're trying to figure out. And until we figure that out, we really don't have any news on that front.
Alrighty, we'll move on to the next question, which is the last question. And this is coming from Alex Joritz, and he is asking, who would you say is the biggest name in entertainment you have in your collection right now?
Duh. This is a toughie. I mean, it depends who you're a fan of. There's several huge names in entertainment. I picked three, and it's going to kind of cover the board. So Sean Connery definitely is up there. William Shatner is definitely up there. And Christopher Walken. Those are probably my three biggest names in entertainment that I can think of that are just legends. So that's my answer. What's yours?
Mine would be, the first one is George Clooney. I've got, actually both these items came from Dennis to actually think about it now in trades with him. The fact I said the first one would be George Clooney. I got like a 11x14 signed Batman photo of him, and then just got the Tom Cruise autograph from him too. So in current entertainment, can't get a whole lot bigger than Tom Cruise and George Clooney right now, so that would be my answer.
All right, that wraps up the Q&A. Let's go ahead and move on to the discussion roundtable. It is time for the discussion roundtable. First, we're going to tackle the draft, the TTM draft. We talked about it last week. I know it was sporadic last week, but we've got it all planned out this week, what we're going to do, and we're actually going to do the draft live on the show. It's not going to be live for you because you're listening to a podcast, but it's live for us, and that's all that matters. Stacey, tell us a little bit about the contest and what we decided to do.
All right, how this is going to work. The length of it is going to start Friday, April 13th, and run through August 31st. Each team is going to draft 6 team members, and we're going to have 4 of those teams or 4 of those members active every week. And we are able to switch up our roster every week, and we will do that on the show as well. The point system, Jeremy's going to go over here in a little bit as well. And if you guys don't recall, the 2 teams, it's going to be me and Jeremy against Zane and David.
Yep. Jeremy, tell us a little bit about the point system.
All right. It's pretty simple here. You're going to have 1 point for any TTM success you get in that day. 3 points you will get for a success off the Savage list. And you will get 5 points if you get 5 or more TTMs in that day. So I'll give you a little example here. Just say you get 5 TTMs in that day. You'll get a point for each TTM you got, so there's 5 points. Then you'll get an additional 5 points for getting 5 or more TTMs, so you'll get 10 points that day. And if any of them are Savage List successes, you'll get an additional 3 points on top of that. So it's pretty simplistic, and it's a good point system for what we're doing.
And remember, recaps do not count for the multiple items. It has to be those items in one day, not in a recap video. So that's going to go a little bit confusing, but I think we can work that out where it's gonna be fine. So we came up with some team names. And you go ahead and tell us your team name, Stacey.
Team Dosaki.
What? Dos Equis.
That was Equis.
It works either way.
I don't think it does, but okay. Team Dosakis. That's what you guys picked. We have picked the Uncancelled Bastards. That's our team name, so that's what we're going with. We'll probably put a little thing on the website so you guys can keep track of who's ahead, who's in the lead. And they're like, what's the motivation for us to get TTMs for you guys for this TTM draft? Well, if you're drafted on the winning team, which there'll be six people on the winning team, you're actually going to get a autographed weekly T-shirt plus some other swag paid by the losing owners. So that's the kind of motivation for you guys to send out TTMs and help out your team. Also, we're going to do some embarrassing things with the losing owners, the two people that lose, the two owners that lose. We're going to have to do a challenge that the other team is going to put into play. Now, depending on who wins and loses, we don't know what those challenges are going to be yet, but I can tell you they're going to be embarrassing. They're going to be good. So that's really what we're playing for in this whole thing. It's real motivation to get out there and get your TTMs out if you're on a team, and root for Team Uncancelled Bastards or Team DOS. What was it? Okies? What did you say, Stacey?
I think he said Dosakis.
Dosakis, yeah. Or yeah. Team Dosakis. And we are going to put all the team names that we pick up on Facebook for you guys to follow. So you can go down the list, subscribe to everybody, and see how everybody's doing. Plus, these are great people to follow in the community because they get great TTMs all the time on YouTube. Let's go ahead and move on to the draft. We already flipped a coin, and the Uncancelled Bastards get the first pick. So, what do you think, Blood? Go with their number one?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. We choose TTM Central, number one. That's our first choice. So, you guys go ahead and pick.
All right, Jeremy, should we just go with who we said first then?
Yep, you go. You pick them.
The Autograph Network.
Okay. What are you thinking, Blood?
I would say sneaker number four in there.
Okay. We're gonna go with Top Shelf TTMs for our second pick. Go ahead, guys.
All right, Jeremy, what do you think?
I think that messed him up a little, Zane.
Yeah, that was it. Did.
You're welcome.
You want me to pick Stacey here?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, this is going to be tough here. We're going to pick Tennessee Valley TTM.
Okay. We want to go with two?
Yeah, two looks good now.
All right, we're going to go with LV Laker 2. Go ahead and go. We're kicking ass taking names.
All right, we will take... Oh, let's see here. We will go... What are you thinking here, Jeremy?
I think number five, maybe, that we have on our list.
All right. We're going to take Funky Diabetic.
Okay. And number three?
What? Yep, that looks good.
All right. We'll take Boston Sports Fan 91.
That's our top four.
You guys' turn.
All right. So many to choose from.
I'm okay with whatever direction you want to go here, Jeremy.
I just don't want to go in the wrong directions, Stacey. All right.
I think anyone we had in our like next five or six is okay.
All right, let's go with Biggie 2911.
Okay. Number five, but
five or six. I don't know if they're going to go with six.
Yeah, that's true.
Here soon.
All right, you're right. Kelvin ML. You're right. Good call.
You know, book purchases don't count, right?
And we are going to go with, I think I'm going to take, we're going to take Little Mr. Hardcore.
Okay. And should we go with five? I guess it would be our last six.
Yeah, it'd be your
top six. All right. We're going to go with 52732 TTM guy.
You got to spell that out.
52732 TTM guy.
Can you spell out the 52732?
Who do you pick for your last choice?
All right, Stacey, I got to take that last one I told you about.
Okay.
We're talking quantity here. We're going to go with Mr. Ty2K.
Ooh, forgot about him. All right, so we've got our choices. We've got our 12 people we have drafted, and the game is on. Have we decided on a day this is going to actually go into effect? Tomorrow?
Yep, the Friday, April 13th.
Right, so these are recorded. If you don't know, guys, the podcast was, these are recorded on Thursday. So this will go into effect on Friday, and the new roster changes will always take effect the day after we do the record the podcast. So that's how that's going to work. So I think the draft went well, especially for us. We got our top six. So I'm very happy with the way the draft went. And we're also going to be involved in this, guys. All of our TTMs count for our team. So me and Blood's TTMs count for us. And then Stacy and Boss's TTMs, they count for themselves. So those are also going to be intermingled in the group. And I don't think we're going to be able to set ourselves out. Can we?
We have to play every week.
Yeah, we have to play every week. So we can't exchange ourselves out. But we can exchange the other players out because there can only be four playing at a time. All right, let's go ahead and announce our picks for this week and announce who's sitting on the bench. Go ahead and tell us your picks, Stacey.
All right, our four active players this week are going to be Mr. Ty2K, Tennessee Valley TTM, Lil Mr. Hardcore, and Funky Diabetic 1, leaving Biggie 2911 and the Autograph Network on the bench this week.
Okay, and for us, we're going to go with TTM Central, Top Shelf TTMs, LV Laker 2, and Boston Sports Fan 91. They're out playing this week. And then on the bench, we're going to have Kelvin ML and 52732 TTM Guy. Those are our choices for this week. Let's see how it goes. Well, now that the draft is over, let's go ahead and move on to a roundtable question. And that question for today is, how do you decide who to write to TTM? What kind of motivates you to write to a certain person? I know a lot of people watch videos. Let's go ahead and go to Boss Hog first.
You always start with me first.
Just answer the question.
Basically, I watch Dave's videos and see who I want to write to when he gets in. But really, I do a lot of searching on Star Tiger and basically see who people are getting successes from. And you know, along with the YouTube videos, very seldom I'll write to someone that I'm going to take a chance on. But majority is YouTube videos and Star Tiger. That's majority where I get my list from and photos of who I'm going to send to.
How about you, Dave?
I go through Star Tiger as well every day. Their updates, I pick off people off that. But like, basically, like if you have to be like, you know, if you were in a popular movie or movies that I remember from my childhood or horror movies or something like that, I'll write them on a little list and I'll keep my list going until I got 30 or 40 to write to. But pretty much movies and stuff like that. I mean, everybody knows I'm after the ladies, so anybody at actresses is real well known or models or something like that, if they look very nice, I'll write to them.
How would you, Stacey?
I'm kind of like Zane's favorite news channel, Fox News. I'm fair and balanced. I'm kind of all over the place as far as where I go and how I go through Star Tiger every day as well. I check fanmail.biz. I do a lot of private address testing as well. If I'm working on projects, that stuff's all in there. So it's just kind of, I really don't have a set agenda as far as what I do. It's just kind of what I feel like writing that night.
It's a smorgasbord.
Fair and balanced.
Yep. Well, on my front, I kind of, right now especially, I concentrate on projects because it's something that you can have a goal for and try to complete, especially if there's an end to the project. And obviously, you're going to write to people in that project, and that kind of gives you the list of people to write to. Also, if I see somebody get a success back from somebody that I really enjoy, obviously, I'm going to write to that person. I haven't checked the Star Tiger updates on the left in a long time. I probably should start doing that again. But I just have so many things going on right now that I just can't fit those extra TTMs into what I do. So that's kind of why I've slacked off on that. But I think we talk about this almost every show, you know, being part of a community. You learn who's signing and who's not, and that's important so you don't waste stamps. So a lot of people get ideas of who to write to through other people. Somebody will see that we posted on Autograph Weekly's Facebook page a success from somebody, and they'll write to them too. It's just the way it works. So the main idea behind this, though, is not to write to people that you do not enjoy, that you're not a fan of. Don't write to somebody just because they're a big name, just to get their autograph. Write to them because you're a fan or you're trying to get them for a project. Whenever you write to somebody and you don't know who they are, that letter reflects that you have no idea who they are. Usually it's a horrible letter and they may not even respond. So that just pretty much ruins the hobby. So make sure you're writing to somebody that you really enjoy. And when it comes to sources, I think we come up with Star Tiger, other people in the community, and private addresses, also projects. I think those are the four main things that people, four main reasons people write off to certain celebrities. So anybody else got anything else to add?
I'll throw another website out there. I don't think we've ever mentioned imdb.com or mentioned it enough anyway. Like, that's such a useful thing to look up for what, you know, a list of people, cast members that were in a TV show, or if you know a person's name, you can type in a name and look up all the movies and shows they've been on. Like, I use that website pretty much every day, almost as much as I use Star Tiger.
Yeah, that's definitely a great tool. That's very underrated. A lot of people don't talk about it because they just take it for granted. You know, it's always there. And of course, we've talked about IMDb Pro with addresses before, but this is more about getting the ideas of people to write to. But it, like you said, if there's a movie that you've been a fan of for years, and you want to write to the mailman that was in two scenes, you can do that. You can find his name through IMDb. It'll say mailman number one or whatever it is under the movie. So, that definitely is a great tool to find different people. All right.
I also use Wikipedia like crazy too.
Yeah, Wikipedia for personal information.
Well, yeah, definitely. For personal information, that's a gold mine too. And that's really useful when it comes to, like, finding private addresses and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, all right, good conversation. Thanks for talking to us, guys. It's giveaway time! Time to announce the winner from last week's giveaway. And the winner was Alex Joritz. You won a Kane Hodder signed card. Congratulations, Alex. And this week, we're giving away a 1996 Leaf signature jumbo card of Frank Thomas. It's a certified auto, and it's numbered out of 1,500. You guys are definitely going to want this card. Now, it is slightly damaged. It's dinged on a corner, and the top is a little bit bent, but it's not too bad. It's still a great piece. So there's going to be a fight for this one, guys. Again, to enter, all you have to do is find the keyword in this show, post it on our Facebook wall at facebook.com/autographweekly, and you're automatically entered to win that jumbo certified Frank Thomas card. Now, on the Savage List winner, who won this week?
That would be Robert Romero. So congrats, Robert, and your item will go out the first of the month with the other four winners.
And remember, guys, to enter the Savage List contest every week, that's going to end, I think, at the end of April. If you want to win that, just post pictures of the returns you get from the Savage List on our Facebook wall. So if you get Barry Weiss in, as a lot of people did, just post pictures of your Barry Weiss autographs on our Facebook wall. You'll be automatically entered to win the Savage List giveaway every week on the show.
Actually, I think I'm going to keep that. I'm going to just gonna say that's an ongoing contest, and I will decide at a future date when I want to pull that. But as far as now, it's just going to be an ongoing part of a perk of being with the Savage List.
Sounds good. So that's going on indefinitely right now. All right, time to announce the winners from Graf and TTM of the Week. Who won last week, Stacy?
All righty, we'll start with Graf of the Week. And if you guys recall, last week's battle was between Purple GT22 with his Jerry Rice in person and Tennessee Valley TTM's Jimmy Hart in person. And the winner was Purple GT22 with the Jerry Rice in person. So congrats, Purple GT. You will be moving on in the bracket. And for TTM of the Week, the battle was between the Autograph Network and his Sergeant John McLaughlin and Top Shelf TTM's Chase Utley. And the winner in that battle was Top Shelf TTM's Chase Utley. So congrats, Top Shelf, and you will be moving on in the bracket as well. Now let's get...
So this week, I had to choose an amazing success coming from a newcomer in the Graph of the Week field. This is actually for TTM of the Week this week. I'm nominating Stucky is the Best 3. He got in Dwight Howard via email, and Dwight Howard's a huge NBA star, and to get him via email is a huge thing, so that's an awesome success. What's your choice for TTM of the Week?
All right, my choice for TTM of the Week, I also, on the Dwight Howard front, want to give a shout-out to Clohans 1973, I believe it is. He also got Dwight Howard in this week as well, so congrats, Drew, on getting that in. So, and my pick for the TTM of the Week is coming from G4 Webhead and his Emma Stone. So that was a pretty awesome success that G4 got, so that is my nomination.
Nice. That should be a pretty good battle. On Grab for the Week, my nomination is going to have to be Anthony Anderson, who's been in a ton of awesome stuff. IEP, and that was done by TTM Central. So that's my choice. What was yours?
Mine is coming, is another in-person, and it's from Anime DVD 78, Mike Trout in person this past week, so... Top prospect. I think he's either number one or number two. I think he might be number one and Bryce Harper might be number two, but an awesome in-person success that Anime DVD 78 got this week.
All right, guys, go to our website, autographweekly.com. The poll is right in the middle of the page. You can't miss it. Vote for TTM and Graph of the Week. Again, guys, the winners of these go on to Graph of the Month and eventually Graph of the Year, and the prizes will rain down from heaven for Graph of the Year. We can promise you that. Also, if you think you've got a TTM or an autograph worth Graph of the Week, it could be purchases, it could be in-persons, it could be TTMs, please send those to us so we know to nominate you. We can't watch all the videos, so please send those to us. It makes it a lot easier for us, and we don't want to miss any great catches out there that you guys get. Again, go to autographweekly.com to vote for TTM and Graph of the Week. I think that pretty much wraps up our show. Remember, go to autographweekly.com. It has all of our information there. All of our projects, all the news, all the podcasts, all the giveaways, everything's there, autographweekly.com. And, of course, check out the Savage List at iwantthesavagelist.com. We just added John Huntsman, Kevin Nealon, and Warren Spector to the proven successful address list. And StacyShaffer.com. Go ahead and talk about that, Stacy.
All right. That is where you can find everything Double S related. Just check it out, StacyShaffer.com. It's where I post my daily successes on the homepage. I'll also be keeping track of the fantasy stats and stuff on there, too, if you guys want to check that out. My site, I'm sure we'll have that on Facebook as well. Changed up my TTM or Autograph of the Day page. It's now actually an autograph battle. I post two different autographs on there every day. You guys can vote on them, and the winner moves on to the end of the week where all five – it actually goes Monday through Friday. The five winners will battle over the weekend to move on to a monthly. Basically, it's going to end up being the autograph of the year, like several of us are doing. We're doing it on the podcast.
We're all copying each other's ideas.
Yep, but that's where all that stuff is at. If you guys want to check that out, it's just stacyschaefer.com.
And guys, go check out our buddy Jeremy's website. It's theautographboss.com. He works hard on the site. He posts autographs all the time. He's also got a poll up there. Go check it out. It's a really cool site. Also check out our Twitter, which we don't talk about much, twitter.com/autographweekly. And, of course, our Facebook page at facebook.com/autographweekly. And there's this little thing called iTunes. And, boys and girls, I would really appreciate it if you would go to iTunes, find our podcast, which is easily available when you type in Autograph Weekly, and please rate and comment our podcast. You have no idea how much that helps us. It's a lot. So go do that, guys, and that pretty much wraps it up. All right, guys, I'm Zane Savage.
And I'm Stacia Schaefer. As always, be nice to our Twitter.
And you take care, all of you autograph addicts.
Thank you for listening to Autograph Weekly. Visit autographweekly.com for news, tips, and contact information.
You would never get this. You would never get this. La, 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 la.